Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
All right, let's watch this, and then you could tell me how you feel about it, all right?
As we then approach the end of this year, many people have come up to me telling me they feel tired, maybe even resigned. Folks who have said to me that they're not sure whether they have the strength, much less the desire, to stay in the fight. But let me be very clear. No one can walk away. No one can walk away. We must stay in the fight. Every one of us, including the fight for an economy that works not just for those at the top, but for working people, for all Americans. The fight to make sure everyone has a fair shot to pursue their ambitions. The fight for our ideals. So I will say this as we close out this year. I ask of you this, that those here and anyone watching, that you will not walk away, that you will stay true to your spirit and your sense of purpose, that you will continue to fight for the promise of America. And I ask you to remember the context in which you exist. Yeah, I did that. I ask you to remember that this struggle is not new. It goes back nearly 250 years to Lexington and Concord. Generation after generation, it has been driven by those who love our country, cherish its ideals, and refuse to sit passive while our ideals are under assault.
All right, how does that make you feel? You know, it makes me feel a whole lot of stuff. It makes me feel a whole lot of different things. It makes me feel part of me is pissed. And not exactly at her, but seeing her again brings up the agita, brings up the disappointment, brings up the despair, brings up the, oh my God, we lost to him. You know what I mean? It's like, and so seeing her, watching her address, you know, a conference last night of, you know, young people, asking them to please remember the context in which they exist, makes me want to say, could we please get a female nominee next time who has an adorable giggle? Do you know what I'm saying? Like that same Hillary Clinton left. Part of me thinks that's what is undoing the female candidates that we have, because, you know, they looped that together last night on the Twitter, you know, the hate platform, the platform that used to be fun is now a sewer of hate. And they just said she couldn't stop laughing and mischaracterized everything that, you know, she showed up to say. But the looping of the laugh over and over again, it just, you know, you recoil. Even as somebody who's a supporter, you recoil in horror going, oh, my God, this is it's so hard to listen to. Oh, my God, why? You know what I mean? But seeing her and listening to her tell us that we can't give up, tell us that she understands we're tired, it brings up so many issues. Like, why did we lose? I don't want an autopsy here. I really don't want to tear it apart, because I will tell you that part of the reason why we lost is because people on the left went so far to the left that they're on the right. They made people think that we weren't getting where we needed to go fast enough. They made people feel like Joe Biden sucked on the economy, which is totally false. They made people on the left feel like Joe Biden was a warmonger because he was for defending a democracy in Europe who was brutally invaded by a larger power that wanted their territory. You know, I mean, like, there was so much going on the left, and the left is just as much to blame as the mis and disinformation on the right. If you ask me, and apparently some people do ask me, so I'm giving you what I think. Now, the idea that she lost to a guy who literally put it out there, that he was going to attack people, that he was going to empty prisons of violent people, that he was going to pardon violent people, that he was going to smash the government to smithereens, that he was going to put people who broke the law into his cabinet, that he was going to put people who broke the law in charge of the FBI, that he was going to put people who broke the law in charge of the Department of Justice. And he said it out loud. And so now we're being fed the steady diet of, well, he told you what he was going to do. He did. He told you what he was going to do. And, you know, you voted for him. But, you know, the truth is you didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. Very few people in excess voted for him, meaning very small, tiny, little, itty, bitty, narrow, less than, it was like a percentage point difference between the two candidates. But now we're stuck with him because of the Electoral College. Now we're stuck with a man who wants retribution, a man who wants to break our country, a man who wants to tear it apart, a man who is going to tell you that it doesn't work. And by it, he means democracy. Now, you could sit there and you can say she should have focused on, you know, the economy more. She should have this, she should have that. You know what? There's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas to go around for everybody every day. Every day in your life, you're going to have a shoulda, woulda, coulda. Putting it on her and not yourself, big mistake, big, huge. Because she did exactly her best. There's no question in my mind, she did exactly her best. She did better than her best. She probably surprised herself by how freaking awesome she was, how she put together a Democratic National Convention that was stunning. Don't tell me you didn't feel great after that convention. It's only like now that we want to do an autopsy. Now we want to blame this one, that one, you know. The truth is, she had a very few days. She put together the most magnificent convention I have ever seen. It was built on hope and positivity and change and moving forward and helping and, you know, equalizing the wealth gap and talking about all the issues that we care about each and every day. She did a good job on the economy, I thought, considering that this economy was in good shape. It's about not to be, I would guess. That they wouldn't fund the government. They never will fund the government. They are in the majority now, and they didn't fund the government. I mean, it's pretty sickening what's going on there. And it's all because they're waiting for Godot. They're waiting for Trump. They're waiting for a man who will never show up, okay? Never. You're not going to get a president. You're going to get a guy who is using the office to stay out of jail. Period. That's what you're going to get. And nothing more, a lot less, but nothing more from him. You know, the fact that he went out and he said, oh, I know all the best people, and he put the best people in last time, and they disappointed him because they wouldn't go along with his lawlessness. They wouldn't go along with his, saying an election was rigged when it wasn't. They wouldn't go along with him saying, fight like hell, or you're not going to have a country anymore, and defending that behavior. They wouldn't. Now they do. Either that or they resigned. But, you know, in the middle of the night last night, you know what this guy did? He threatened Liz Cheney again. And, you know, there are Democrats that are sitting here listening now going, oh, do we have to defend Liz Cheney? Yes, you do. You do. Because not because she's Liz Cheney or you believe in what she believes in or you're pro-life like she is or you're, you know, some sort of person who still will defend the invasion of an unarmed nation called Iraq okay, or any of those things. No, but because the full force of the government is targeting a person who didn't do anything wrong in the execution of her congressional duties. That's why. Because when you defend a person who's doing the best that they can in their role as a congressional leader against the full force of a lawless president who is going to weaponize the entirety of the government against her and threaten to put her in jail, you instinctually understand that that is not America, that that is not democratic, that that is not this country, that that is some banana republic. Or at worst, it's a communist nation. It's a country that literally uses its government to go after people who disagree with Vlad, or people who disagree with Victor, or people who whatever it is, fill in the country that Duterte with his So she's trying to tell you something. She's trying to tell you, I know you're tired. I really am. I see you. I know you're tired. And seeing me is going to make you feel a certain way. And it's going to make you feel a lot of different ways, I guess, because it made me feel a lot of different ways. It made me feel exhausted. It made me feel hopeful. It made me feel angry. It made me wonder, like, why did she lose all over again? It made me resentful for the people who didn't see the quality of her, who didn't see the future in front of them with a vote for her, who only saw resentment and grievance and the past. But that's not the whole story.